Good morning, guys. I hope all is well. Autofile, I did a quick search on the internet to answer you, but didn't find a useful thing. Actually, there was one useful thing, and it was, it says, one way to save money is to cook in bulk and freeze portions for later. This way, you can take out a portion of the meal and reheat it when you are short on time or don't feel like cooking. I don't know if you have a refrigerator or microwave or something. But another thing you can do is to cook abgusht, of course without gusht or meat, yeah. I know it doesn't sound classy, but that's what I used to do when I was a student. Actually, I think it's the best option because it's very nutritious and you can add lentils and some veggies to make it even more nutritious. And yeah, and you can eat it either with bread or rice, and you can eat it every day like our ancestors in the past. I don't know if you like abgusht or not, but you can just experiment with spices and make it delicious somehow, yeah. And but Japanese food, well, I ate a lot of Southeast Asian foods, and I think you can make them affordable with a little change. For example, for cooking fried rice with chicken, fish or whatever, instead of chicken, you can add some beans and lentils and experiment again with the spices. Yeah, to be honest, I'm not the right person to answer this because I'm the one who almost starved to death once and didn't know what to do. And when I tell that painful story to people, they laugh their ass off. But I won't tell you my story here. I don't want to embarrass myself more than this.